talk is all you get. And you wanna hear it straight.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 24th day of May 2006 from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network, located in Round Rock, Texas. My guest today, Dr. Robert M. Bauman. He's a retired Lieutenant Colonel, United States Air Force. And he's president of the Institute for Space and Security Studies. Flew 101 combat missions in Vietnam, directed all the Star Wars programs. That put a lot of money in a lot of people's pockets. At any rate, he's got the Eisenhower Medal, the George F. Kennan Peace Prize, the President's Medal of Veterans for Peace, the Society of Military Engineers, ROTC Awards of Merit twice, 6 air medals and dozens of other awards and honors. His Ph.D. is in aeronautics and nuclear engineering from Caltech. He chaired 8 major international conferences and is one of the country's foremost experts on national security. Dr. Bob was an independent candidate for president of the U.S. in 2000, beating out Pat Buchanan in Iowa, Illinois, and California. He has resided on the Space Coast for the last 16 years. His website, www.bauman2006.com. When I get out of the break here, we'll have Dr. Bauman with us. Right, Miss Producer? Yeah. Well, there's the number right there. We'll get Dr. Bauman on the horn here. And when we get back, I want to read his position paper. This is a strong indictment of the Bush administration, the Wolfowitz, the Pearls, the vice president, Mr. Halliburton himself. And I'll read his position paper and then bring him on. And we'll do that right after this up-and-coming break. And, folks, I'll tell you what. You need to call the network here. You people that have pledged your support for this network and somehow just fell off the edge of the planet, recommit yourself. Call us today at 800-724-2719. Sanders extension is 116, so when you get that, just punch in 116 or just hang on the line. It'll take you right to her. We've got a lot of people in the past, oh, yes, I'll support you every month, and then all of a sudden you disappeared. Don't. Because we need to expand this network, ladies and gentlemen. We need you out there as the foot soldiers telling everybody about it. We have, without a doubt, the best network out there. But we're not going to kill ourselves bringing this to you. In other words, you're not going to be able to step over the dead corpse of me and my wife or any of the staff here at RBN simply because you wanted to hear the network for another day without supporting it. That's not fair. It ain't right. And we're just asking for your support. There's a lot of things we want to do. We want to put up a KU bird next month. I just told Greg Szymanski today that, hey, bud, unless you come up with sponsorship for your shortwave, I got to cut your shortwave off because we got to crack a nut of 12 grand alone per month for that. So, folks, I'm willing to do the job if you're willing to help. That's the bottom line. Give us a call at 800-724-2719. If you want to just make a one-time generous contribution, call that number and talk to Sandra. She'll be happy to hear from you. We'll be right back.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. the American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
All right, we are back. I'm going to read Dr. Bob's here, Dr. Robert M. Bauman's position paper. Kelly, hit that, hit the music, would you? You're supposed to do that coming out of break. Here is the truth of what we proclaim. This war is not brought on by faulty intelligence. It was brought on by manipulated intelligence, doctored evidence, and deliberate deception. This war has nothing to do with national security or freedom or democracy or human rights or protecting our allies or weapons of mass destruction or defeating terrorism or disarming Iraq. It has to do with money. It has to do with oil. And it has to do with raw imperial power. It's based on a pack of lies, and it is wrong. Those who forced this war on unwilling world are guilty of violating the U.S. Constitution, the U.N. Charter, the Nuremberg Principles, and international law. What they have done is illegal, immoral, unconstitutional, and treason, and Democrats should say so. Before this war started, we knew it would incense the Arab world, provide thousands of new Osama bin Ladens, and enormously increase the terrorist threat. And it has. We knew it would further endanger the American people and destroy our national security. And it has, my sisters and brothers. This is not misjudgment. It is treason. The cabal of neoconservatives of PNAC who planned this war, Cheney, Rumsfeld, Wolfowitz, Libby, Pearl, Jeb Bush, even before W became president, told us that why they wanted to invade Iraq. They said whether or not Saddam Hussein stayed in power, we have to have a permanent, massive military presence in Iraq from which to dominate Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia, and the southern Russian republics around the Caspian Sea and control the $2 trillion worth of oil in the region. But they admitted that they knew the American people would not stand for it unless there was, to use their words, a new Pearl Harbor. 9/11 supplied that. The Bush administration was warned. They were warned that the Clinton administration during the transition process. They were warned by the intelligence agencies of 11 other countries. And that they were specifically warned by the FBI agent that Mousawi was planning on flying a hijacked airliner into a World Trade Center. They seemingly ignored the warnings. Then apparently they took concrete steps to see that those airliners could not be intercepted. I used to be an interceptor pilot. I know the drill. I know the procedures. I know how long it takes. If they have done nothing and allowed normal procedures to be followed, the Twin Towers would still be standing and thousands of dead Americans would still be alive. What happened on 9/11 was not terrorism. It was treason. I joined the Air Force to protect our borders and our people, not the financial interest of Folgers, Chiquita Banana, Exxon, and Halliburton. We've had enough corporate wars, no more Iraqs, no more El Salvadors, no more Kosovos, no more Colombias. These are not isolated incidents of stupidity. They are part of a long, bloody history of foreign policy being conducted by the financial benefit of the wealthy few. Such military ventures should be opposed by the Democratic Party. They represent a new form of colonialism. They violate our Constitution. They endanger our people. They waste our youth. They mortgage our future. And they are treason. As a pilot who flew 101 combat missions in Vietnam, I swore to uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That includes a renegade president. It is time for George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Condoleezza Rice, and the whole oil mafia to be removed from office and indicted for treason. And Democrats should say so. We owe it to the men and women serving in Iraq to end the occupation, hand over Iraq to the UN, restore our credibility and honor, and of Iraq, and to our own troops and their families. We should make the following three commitments. We give up the ambitions toward Iraqi oil. We give up all control over rebuilding contracts. If Halliburton wants a contract, they'll have to bid just like everybody else. And they'll have to hire Iraqis to do the work for a change. And three, we should give up 14 permanent military bases we are currently building in Iraq. George W. Bush won't make those commitments, giving up everything they want to war for and went to war for in the first place, I should say. So he must go, and his puppeteers with him. More than that, we must insist that Democrats who want to replace him be willing to make those three commitments. Our sons and daughters are being killed. They are being maimed by the thousands. They are being poisoned and their children deformed by depleted uranium by the tens of thousands. They are being dehumanized, I'll get it out, emotionally damaged and psychologically destroyed. Those who return are prone to domestic violence, divorce, and suicide, and all for corporate greed and a pack of lies. We Democrats must not allow this to continue. Our troops deserve better. They deserve better from our government than backdoor drafts and platitudes about staying the course. They deserve better from us Democrats than the Me Too, wishy-washy, go-along, get-along crowd. Republican light party. They deserve a real opposition party, one that will speak out for them when they can't. We Democrats can again be the party of the working class, the party of the immigrants, the party of the middle class, the party of the men and women in uniform, and the party of all those with a social conscience. We can again be the majority party, but we must stand up for what we believe, stand up for our people, and stand up for what is right. It's been said that if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Well, our Democratic leadership lately has fallen for NAFTA, the WTO, CAFTA, welfare reform, missile defense, the 9/11 cover-up, and Bush's war. I say it's time our party stands for something again. Everywhere you look, there are ribbons which say support our troops, and I agree. But most of those people who use those stickers don't have the foggiest idea what it really means to support our troops. I do. I'm one of them. And I want to give you my take on what it means to support our troops. First, it does not mean blindly supporting the misguided policies which sends them into harm's way for the wrong reasons. It does mean speaking out to demand the support of our troops need most, that of their government. Right now, they're not getting it. Let me give you some examples. The president threatened to veto any legislation allowing retired disabled veterans to receive compensation without having it deducted dollar for dollar from the retirement pay. The White House proposed a reduction in combat pay and allowances for our troops in Iraq at the very time they were engaged in the invasion. The logistics system, much of it privatized and run by Halliburton, isn't doing its job. Only a fraction of the troops have been supplied with modern body armor to give them a chance of surviving snipers or roadside bombs. And then there's depleted uranium. Over 130,000 veterans of the first Gulf War are dead or disabled because of exposure to depleted uranium. In many families, the only children without severe birth defects are those conceived before the war. In spite of mounting evidence that the use of DU results in massive civilian casualties, soaring cancer rates, stillbirths, birth defects, and incapacitating illnesses for which our own soldiers for our own soldiers, it's being used again in this Iraq war. We must stand up to the blood-sucking insurance companies, the for-profit hospitals and HMOs and the giant pharmaceutical companies, and stand up for a single-payer national health system. We must stand up for the job-exporting global robber barons and the WTO and stand up for good jobs at a living wage for American workers. Most of all, we must stand up for the big oil companies and the neocon imperialists and stand up for what's left of our troops by bringing them home now. God bless America, and God grant us regime change in Washington, D.C., and he says thank you. Dr. Robert Ballman, good afternoon.
Thank you.
Well,
good to be with you.
Well, I appreciate it. There's only a couple of issues I have on this one. One is the U.N., and I do believe you're referring to national health care.
Yep.
Up. Can't have it. But, hey, all the rest of it's just fine with me.
Okay.
Yeah. You have taken a position on this Iraq war. Has anybody been listening to you, Dr. Bauman? Any friends?
Yeah, by the way, it's Bauman.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a shop teacher, and he spelled it the same way. I remember because his first two fingers were missing on his right hand. Okay, I stand corrected. Mr. Bauman.
Yeah.
At any rate, any past friends or colleagues on board with you on this that haven't come out in public?
Yes, there are. We're gradually getting people to come out and come out against it openly. I live in a military retirement community, and a couple of months ago when we moved in, it was, you know, essentially solid Republican. Anybody who was found out to be a Democrat was sort of discriminated against, and certainly anybody that was against the war was just treated like a pariah.
Really?
That has changed markedly, and we've gotten a lot of support across the board from Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike. We've had them sign our petition to get me on the ballot. I'm running for Congress in November, and we're getting a lot of support. And right on my card is, you know, support our troops by bringing them home now. And so I'm right up front where I stand, and, you know, they can take it or leave it. You know, it's a, in computer terms, WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get.
Well, that's, you know, in politics, there was only one politician I ever interviewed in my 13 years on air. 13 years. And that was the guy that they sent packing to prison, supposedly for various reasons, Mr. Traficant.
Oh, yeah.
And Mr. Traficant, God bless him, I said, this guy is probably not 100% clean, nor is, I don't think, anybody on planet Earth without sin. So the reason I interviewed him is because of his fiery one-minute speeches from the well of Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And I stated at the time, when he came on the program, his handlers said that, well, he can only be on for 10 or 15 minutes tops, that's it. He stayed for the entire hour, and he said at the end of the program, he said, my goodness, he said, you know more about how the government's supposed to operate than my colleagues on the Hill. And, yeah. And it was really amazing, and my statement was that, you know, if we had 435 Congress critters, plus the 50 or the 100 guys sitting on the Senate side, that shot from the hip, maybe once in a while we would get the truth out of these guys instead of, you know, carefully coiffured and decked out in their multi-$1,000 suits and having their handlers and the press releases and their aides and all this other stuff.
That well, that's exactly why I'm running for Congress. We've got to get rid of all of the professional politicians and elect a whole bunch of ordinary citizens, a citizens' Congress that will serve the people instead of the big money interest.
All right. We got to take this break. We'll be right back with Dr. Robert M. Bauman right after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Had to take a extended break there. Sorry, folks. Nature called. Hey, we're honest here. Maybe too much information for some, but better than that than listening to a minute of bumper music. But it's not bad bumper music, I must say. It's a mistake being in Iraq. You and I know that. The majority of this listening audience knows that. Even the Dixie Chicks know that. But the majority of the American people do not. I watched Ehud Olmert, the new guy that took over for Sharon in Israel, this morning. I don't know if you watched it. He addressed the United States Congress. And today he said that, basically, we're not backing down. We're not backing down from terrorism. We invite the partnership. They're cozying up. publicly. Israel is to the United States government. There they all were, standing there applauding, you know, jumping up and down like little jack-in-a-boxes, you know, accentuating the parts that they're told is important, and they almost stand up on cue. He supports George Bush's phony war on terrorism. And Tony Blair is going to, if he's not in town already, he's going to be in town tomorrow. All the heavyweights are showing up that have interest in the Middle East affairs. And I see the run-up to Iran. It's been put on hiatus temporarily. It was supposed to go, I think, somewhere in the latter part of March. Here it is. We're almost at the end of May, and they have not found their excuse for going in yet. I've heard a lot of sable rattling, as they say, but I have not yet seen a clear, concise reason for going in there. But I see the people gathering up their war party to do exactly that.
Unfortunately, you're right. That was part of the master plan, Iraq first, and then using Iraq as a military base, Iran and all the others around. And they want to do it, there's no question. I am hoping that they won't be able to. First of all, I'm not sure the American people will be quite so dumb this time to take the word of George W. Bush and his crowd and ignore millions of Americans who, before the Iraq war started, said that it was a mistake, and the handful of us that said it was not only a mistake, it was treason. I'm not so sure the American people will ignore us this time. And the military, that's another thing.
Excuse me, Doctor. When you say us, are you referring to yourself and the Democratic Party or all Americans?
No, it's not a matter of party. And that speech you quoted from where I talked about Democrats should do this,
right.
Democrats should do that, that's a speech I gave to the Democratic Executive Committee, and there were parts in that where I really tore into the Democratic leadership. And my purpose there was to get them to do the right thing. Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, instead of tar and feathering me, they insisted I run for Congress, and after twisting my arm for about 3 months, I finally agreed.
But why has the Democratic Party as a whole backed off the impeachment of this guy?
Well, it's not the Democratic Party as a whole. It's the Democratic leadership in Washington, D.C. They're part of the club. Most of them are bought and paid for by the same big money interests that control the Republicans. And, you know, so I'm running for Congress as a Democrat, and I sure want to get rid of the people who are presently in there because they took control of what used to be a very good Republican Party, and they've distorted it beyond all recognition. But I will not be beholden to the Democratic leadership. I will not follow their lead. I've got my own program. It's the same program I ran for president on in 2000 in the Reform Party. I am very independent, and I really believe that we've got to at least get one of the political parties serving the American people. If there's anything I learned from my 2000 campaign, it's that third parties are a bunch of sound and fury and no accomplishment. If you really want to get elected, you have to be a Republican or Democrat, and that's why I'm running as a Democrat.
All right. Well, I can see why you beat out Pat Buchanan in Iowa and in California. If you're a registered Democrat, I can see why. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Headline news, the much-anticipated bird flu pandemic. Whether you consider it dangerous or not makes no difference. It will still be the reason to confine and restrict travel. Conclusion, if we can't feed ourselves locked down at home, Homeland Security will be forced to bring us to gathering centers. Remember Katrina and the Superdome? The World War II bomb shelters in England, and the concentration camps throughout history. They were all huge disease incubators infesting confinees with dozens of life-threatening illnesses. Even if the wimpy little bird flu can't get you, the camps and the immunization will. If the government says store some non-perishable food, you know we'll need a lot. Decide how many years of food your family needs and get it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, bad food plans are life-threatening. Call the co-op at 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
I subscribe to the Forward, or somebody subscribed me. I get their newspaper. It comes out of New Jersey. The May 19th issue, on eve of Olmert visit, White House holds off embracing pullout plan. According to this, so Ehud Olmert set to meet next week. Well, he already has and spoke in front of the Congress. The paper says they're sending clear signals that it does not plan to offer an immediate public endorsement of the Israeli leader's plan for unilateral pullbacks from the West Bank. Senior administration officials reportedly told the European colleagues that American approval for Israel's effort to unilaterally draw a border with the Palestinians is not in the cards. One senior European diplomat said this week in Washington that Israel was deluding itself if it believed Europe would sign the dotted line on Israel taking a unilateral approach at this time. You know, I'm a little amazed by this because a couple of years ago they announced their roadmap for peace, which evidently does not include giving the Palestinians back their land, which they took in the Six-Day War. They're putting up fences over there. They've got these guys living in little postage-style concentration camps, I call them. They call it communities and little cities. But I've heard a lot of rhetoric coming out of Israel, and I think last week they even said that, well, we don't need the United States. We'll just nuke Iran ourselves. Now, this is kind of a strange thing, don't you believe? You understand foreign policy. Isn't this kind of a strange thing to do to one of your neighbors if they want to put up a couple of nuclear weapons, even if that is the Iranians' position? They said that it's not. We want to develop nuclear power like the rest of the free world. But evidently, they're not allowed to do that. But my position is if they wanted several nuclear bombs for defense purposes, they should have it because their neighbor, Israel, has over 400 of them. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that makes sense to me. And more importantly, there's all this talk coming out of the Brits and whatnot about, Iran is within 6 months of having the technology to be able to start making a bomb and all this and that. The general CIA assessment is still something like 10 years. And this is scare talk to try and soften this up for an invasion, just like happened in the Iraq case. And I don't buy it. And Israel to act unilaterally, I don't think is any more right than for the United States to act unilaterally as we did in Iraq.
Well, Omar today said that, he appreciates the friendship with the United States. I happen to think that Israel's running our government anymore because they got all the Project for a New American Century boys in there. And ironically,
well, you have to understand that those PNAC people are running U.S. foreign policy and Israeli foreign policy. It's not that Israel is running the U.S. or U.S. is running Israel. We have a clique that goes beyond nations, just like the World Trade Organization does. We have an international cabal in this PNAC, and you have to understand that the people who wrote that document trying to influence American foreign policy, those very same people wrote the foreign policy document for Benjamin Netanyahu. So these guys, I don't know what you call them, because they're not Israelis, they're not really Americans, Zionists in a way. They're not all Jews. They're part of the international financial operation, and they're trying to control both the United States and Israel for their own benefit, and it involves arms dealers like Richard Pearl and Frank Gaffney, besides Wolfowitz and the other ones that are now mentioned.
Well, and here's the problem we have. We have the United States, through its foreign policy, doing something that, well, even the Brits made the mistake before us when they were on their quest for empire building. If we take a look at the Middle East now, if you look at the borders and how the states are set up over there,
they're just about all drawn by the Brits.
There you go. So we're in the Middle East right now. We say
and
that
we're empire building.
Exactly. And we're saying that, well, we're going to fight this war on terrorism. Don't you think that this is kind of coincidental that we take the 9/11 issue, which immediately they pinned on Osama bin Laden? I think that's the quickest intelligence job I've ever seen done.
Right.
That they discovered within 24 hours, oh, it was Osama bin Laden. And then the press contorted this thing to the point that they had actually 70%, through the polls, had 70% of the American people believing that somehow Saddam Hussein was in on this deal.
Yeah, in spite of the fact that Osama bin Laden and Saddam Hussein were bitter enemies. I mean, the fundamentalist Muslims like Osama and the mullahs in Iran and all that, they hated Saddam Hussein because he had a secular government. His Ba'athist party was profoundly secular and wouldn't let the mullahs have control. As a matter of fact, when I taught at the war colleges back before the first Gulf War, the books that we used to teach about the Middle East said that Saddam Hussein was the most enlightened of all the leaders in the Middle East. He had done so much for the people of his country in the way of health care and education, religious freedom, the rights of women, and all of that was true. Now, he was also a brutal dictator, but he certainly did a lot more for the people in his country than the leaders of a lot of our allies over there, like Saudi Arabia and Turkey, and you can go on and on. And the reason he was selected as the bad guy and sort of tricked into that first Gulf War was because the Berlin Wall had fallen and the first Bush White House needed a new enemy to justify the continued outlandish defense budget. And they picked Saddam Hussein.
Well,
there's a White House white paper that lays it all out in black and white.
It's fascinating to me, Doctor, that we're over there setting up democracy. We wanted exactly what Saddam Hussein had, a secular government. That's what we have in this country,
mm-hmm.
is a secular government.
And if we are successful in getting democracy in place in Iraq, it will be an Iranian-style Shiite fundamentalist government, because that's what the majority of the people over there want.
So we're over there killing off numerous people. I don't even know what the death count is now. Nobody's following that anymore. You won't see it in the news of what the American death count is. I'm sure it's over 2,500 by now. We've
officially about 2,460, but we know it's more than that.
As
far as the Iraqis, there's no official count. We know it's at least 35,000, and probably more like 100,000.
Well, it's probably more like 100,000. But you spoke of, and I've had people on this program before that are in a position to know about the depleted uranium.
Yep.
This is low-intensity nuclear war on the Iraqi people, as well as our own soldiers.
On our own soldiers, and as a matter of fact, the Pentagon is conducting radiological warfare against the next generation of Americans. This pro-life, so-called president, and his government are waging radiological warfare against the unborn because of the birth defects caused by this depleted uranium.
Are you familiar, and I'll get to your calls, folks, just hang on patiently, I'll get to your calls here in a moment. Are you familiar with the stories that came out about this Army Ranger, Jesse Macbeth? It was produced by Pepper Spray Productions. That thing has been removed from all the websites around the world. You go to click on peacefilms.org, and what you'll get is just a picture of planet Earth. This guy came out and said that, look, I was an Army Ranger. I was ordered to kill innocent civilians, women and children, husbands, to demoralize these people, murder them, whatever else. The stories that are coming out now are saying, well, wait a minute, this guy, we can find no service record of this guy. We don't believe he was an Army Ranger. Have you heard any of these stories?
Not with a name connected to them,
okay.
No.
All right. Well, it just seems kind of... one of the guys I have on this program all the time is a guy by the name of Dar Jamil. And he pulled the Macbeth story and the video clip from his wife website pending the further investigation. It seems to me if this was PSYOP's program, in other words, this is just something out there to discredit people that are against the Iraq war and we told you so, that you people would fall for anything. If this was a PSYOP's, they wouldn't have pulled that video and they wouldn't have pulled that news story. I personally believe it.
I don't really know, but you do have to be careful, and I didn't hear you give any of my ground, but, you know, Lieutenant Colonel, U.S. Air Force, retired, 101 combat missions in Vietnam, PhD from Caltech.
I gave that before you ran
and,
Q.
You know, I've had a lot of people on the Internet question that stuff. So, you know, I'm getting my military records and documenting all this stuff because...
They might make you disappear.
yeah. I mean... I want the American people to know that I am what I am, and I can prove it. And
because you know, doctor, what's going to happen. You run for Congress, they're going to have their hit teams out there trying to discredit you.
Oh, they've already started.
And I'm sure that they have, because we can't stand to have anybody. And I'm with you. You said this earlier in the program. I'm with you on this deal. I don't see a viable way for a third party to come in, get traction, get government money, get the coverage that they deserve in the press for somebody that's running for a legitimate office in the United States government or even state office. I don't care what it is. And an independent party, to me, is a waste of time. Add into that vote fraud and everything else, the way they've got the voting machines and all that set up. To pick people off that they don't like, you know, we can have dead people out there voting for the wrong guy.
Yeah.
But having said all that, my opinion is that I don't care if they're Democratic, I don't care if they're Republican. It's up to us, the American people, to hold their little tootsies to the constitutional fire. It burns bright, it burns hot. But these people in Washington, D.C., even Doug Thompson a couple of months ago reported, and he got this from one of the sources that was on the carpet in front of George Bush's desk in the Oval Office, and Bush in his contention with this Middle East problem, and people pointing out that, Mr. President, you can't do these sorts of things because it's unconstitutional. He called the Constitution a GD piece of paper. I, myself, would like to see this guy impeached over that one alone.
Yeah, well, you can't impeach him for saying that, but you can certainly impeach him for the ways that he has acted in defiance of the Constitution. You know, we've been talking about political party, and there are darn few incumbents in Congress that I would say ought to stay there, and at least one of them is a Republican, Ron Paul of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
But, way back in the 80s when I was fighting Ronald Reagan's Star Wars, one of my biggest supporters was Republican Mark Hatfield of Oregon, one of the finest senators we've ever had. So, you know, to me, it's not party. What we need are some people up there who are willing to follow the Constitution, protect the rights of Americans guaranteed by the Bill of Rights, get rid of the unconstitutional Patriot Act, get rid of the unconstitutional war powers thing and the many violations of it that have gone on and everybody ignoring it. I mean, I would have impeached Bill Clinton, not over Monica Lewinsky, but over the rape of Yugoslavia, which was totally unconstitutional. It was against the War Powers Act. The War Powers Act gives the president 60 days to seek congressional approval. Congress voted twice and denied him approval. He should have quit then, but no, he even went beyond the 60 days. He bombed Yugoslavia for 71 continuous days. So that was clearly an impeachable offense.
Well, and
but
also,
the Republicans wouldn't impeach him for that because they do the same and worse.
Exactly. And who are these people supposedly representing? We're supposed to have a dual-party system, and who are they really protecting and representing?
They're representing the big money interests and the K Street lobbyists who line their pockets.
Exactly. And they won't even allow people in there and give enough press time to even take up opposing opinions and televise it and have them on news programs, if for nothing else, the sake of a good political knockdown, drag-out fight every once in a while. They're not even allowing that. Not even the drama or the theater, supposed politicking going on in America. They're not even willing to do that. I mean, this is the most disgusting thing. I was born in this country. I'm going to die in this country. But I swear by my God in heaven, Bob, that I'm going to die a free man. And we're not going to be free until these clowns in Washington, D.C. understand what the Constitution was written for. It was not written for the individual out here in America. It was written for the politicians as a guidepost, as a firm guideline as to what they can do and what they cannot do.
It was specifically written to limit the government's ability to do things to the people. The Constitution is to protect the people from the government, not the other way around.
What state are you running out, and what district?
I'm running in District 15 in Florida. This is Brevard County, Indian River County, Osceola County, a little of Polk County. The incumbent is Republican Dave Weldon.
Okay.
Typical.
All right. Okay. We got to take the break here, and then we'll come back and we'll take some more calls. I want you to finish your statement. And then also, you people down in Florida, why don't you start throwing up some low powers down there? We'll have the doctor on more. We'll be right back.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, we are back. Let's go to the phones. Davey in Texas. Hello, Davey.
Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, man, pretty good. Great show, great website, too.
Thank you.
Hey, I was wondering for your guest, I was wanting to ask him if he'd ever heard of Esau Naqali.
Nope.
Esau Naqali was from Palestine, and he wrote a book called The Encyclopedia of the Palestine Problem. You can Google Esau, Issanakhleh, and read about the history of the Zionist terrorists in Palestine. But this whole situation in the Middle East is really simple to solve if the American people would go back to an honest definition of the word Israel as per the scriptures. And at no time in the history of the world have Jews ever been Israel. And unfortunately for the Jewish people today, 95% of whom are not descended from the tribe of Judah, they're Ashkenazim Khazars. They're simply not by blood descent related to any tribe of the children of Israel. And they could evacuate that area overnight, return the land to the Palestinians, and solve the problem.
Yeah, but and that is the problem. It, you know, I don't understand this whatsoever. And Bob, maybe you can shed some light on your thoughts about this. How can a country have a six-day war, beat the crap out of somebody in short order, take over their land, and we don't call it an occupation?
Well, it is certainly an occupation. There's some question about, well, you know, the Arab countries asked for it, they started the war, and so forth. My position has always been that for the Arab countries and the Palestinians to accept the state of Israel and to have real peace over there, that Israel should withdraw to their 1967 borders. And getting out of Gaza was a good thing, but what they're doing in the West Bank is grabbing a large portion of it within the wall and annexing it, and that's not right. And there can never be peace on those terms.
John, I had a couple other books to recommend as well.
Sure.
One is The Curse of Canaan. Have you ever heard of Eustace Mullins, Dr. Bowman?
No, I haven't.
Well, he wrote a book back in the early 50s called The Secrets of the Federal Reserve. It was directed by Ezra Pound, Where to Go in the Library.
Oh, I have read that book.
Okay. Well, subsequent to The Secrets of the Federal Reserve, he wrote The Curse of Canaan. And in that book, you'll read about how the Rothschilds hijacked England in the early 1820s, and then the Vatican Bank. And when you say the Brits drew up the boundary lines in the Middle East, it wasn't the British people, per se. It was the interests of the Rothschilds. And, I mean, you know, we have to be very clear and distinct and precise in this country with our language, which is why I'm now in favor of official English language. But as far as impeaching Clinton, you know, he murdered a whole bunch of people down there at Waco. And John, if you could get Paul Fata on, I would really appreciate it.
What's the guy's name?
Paul Fata. He was on MSNBC last night.
All right. We'll check it out.
Thank you.
All righty.
Hey, great show, man.
Appreciate your call. All right. We'll take the break. We'll continue with my guest today with a few more of your callers. And by the way, Scott in Massachusetts called in, and he's the one that got me the subscription for the Forward. I appreciate that very much, Scott. I find a lot of interesting reading in there. Even before it ends up on our congressional floor, I already knew what old Omar was going to say. We'll take the break, come back, short break here with my guest today, Dr. Robert M. Bowman. We'll be right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org. www.RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.